Chapter 7. A Miner, a Petition, and a Girl.
"What's up, lad?"
said a tall, muscular man covered in coal dust, passing mad. He smiled.
"Did you see a ghost?"
"No, but I saw a different canary," Matt whispered.
"Yes, you're right. I saw it too,"
said the man. He looked at Matt.
"You're new here, but you seem a bright lad. What are you doing at the mine?"
"I'm an orphan," said Matt. "I got into trouble at the workhouse, so they sent me here. I'm Matt."
"Pleased to meet you, Matt,"
said the miner.
"I'm Clem. I started work here when I was 10, opening and shutting trapdoors, pushing tubs. Then I became a cutter, the best at Everslime Colliery. That was 25 years ago."
Suddenly the miner began to cough violently, covering his mouth with a dirty handkerchief. When he stopped, Matt noticed with horror the black froth on the handkerchief.
"Coal dust in the lungs,"
said Clem.
"A miner can survive gas, explosions and cave-ins, but this job will kill him in the end."
He saw Matt's worried expression and smiled.
"Don't worry, lad. I'm fine. Listen, if you're in my shift tonight, stay near me. I'll look after you. I've got a nose for danger. If there's gas, I'll smell it before you can say canary."
Now a group of miners walked over to Matt and Clem. "I don't like it, lads," one of them said. "Everslime's playing a dirty game." Clem agreed.
"That news seems dangerous. We need some guarantees before we go down there to work."
"You have to speak to Everslime, Clem," said another miner, looking at Clem with respect.
"Okay, I'll try. But the first shift is tonight,"
Clem replied.
"He probably won't see me before we start."
"A petition," suggested Matt. "Why don't you write a petition?"
The miners looked at him in surprise.
"Right, lad,"
Clem smiled.
"It's a good idea, but no one here can write more than his name."
"I'll do it,"
said Matt.
I went to school before I became an orphan."
The petition was prepared. Clem dictated and Matt wrote, and all the miners signed it. Matt read the result aloud.
"We, the miners, believe that the new seam is dangerous. We request independent guarantees for our safety. Without these, we will not risk our lives. With respect..."
He gave it to Clem, but the miner said,
"Everslime knows I'm trouble, lad. You take it to him."
The colliery foreman accompanied Matt to a large stone villa. A thin maid opened the door. "Mrs. Skinnybile," said the foreman, "this impertinent boy has a letter for Mr. Everslime."
"What do the miners want now?"
she asked, pulling at the petition.
"It's for Mr. Everslime,"
said Matt calmly, resisting. The maid, surprised by his tenacity, let him in.
"Wait in the library,"
she ordered. As Matt entered, he saw a blonde girl in a long white dress watching him from the stairs in the hall. The wooden walls of the library were full of dusty books that nobody read. As Matt examined them, the door opened. It was the blonde girl. She reminded Matt a bit of Linda.
"Are you from the mine?"
she asked urgently.
"Yes,"
Matt replied.
"Miss...
Everslime,"
said the girl, embarrassed.
"But please call me Estelle."
She smiled again, then was serious.
"Listen, the new seam at the mine is dangerous. My father..."
At that moment, a tall man with a proud, arrogant face came into the library. He frowned severely at Estelle, and she immediately left the room. Turning to Matt, he said, "I believe you have a message for me, boy." Matt gave him the paper. Everslime read it and laughed nastily. "Ungrateful dogs," he growled. "I give them work and they still protest. I am their guarantee. Go back and tell them that." It was 2 o'clock in the morning. In the cold night air, the first shift for the new seam waited to descend into the mine. Matt looked up at the stars in the sky, hoping it wasn't for the last time. As they went down, he saw fear on the miners' faces. Only Clem was calm. Another face near him, with blue eyes under a large cloth cap, seemed familiar. Matt knew those eyes. It was Estelle.